Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Martin. Batting third. The center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Reno Bertoia. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Bowling reaches second base with a double. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is called out on strikes. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive off the glove of Goodman, and into shallow left field. Keene reaches second base with a double. Bowling scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline strikes out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops it up and throws to first, with Larry covering, for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bertoia. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Bertoia steals second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bertoia scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry bunts towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bowling takes first base on ball four. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball four. Lawler moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Francona for the out. Lawler moves to third. Jackson moves to second. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lawler scores. Jackson scores. It's Tigers, 2, White Sox, 2. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Wynn covering, for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertoia hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 0 in the game. Larry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops it up and throws to first, with Larry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0-for-2 in the game. Bertoia hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 3, White Sox, 3. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Francona moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Francona scores. Smith moves to third. It's 4-3, White Sox. George Spencer now pitching. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Spencer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Bowling trying to get to second. Francona throws the ball into Aparicio, who tags Bowling for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martin moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Jerry Staley now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-3 in the game. Goodman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bertoia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Torgerson now playing first base. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Maxwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Groth pinch runs for Charlie Maxwell. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bertoia takes first base on ball 4. Groth moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gale Harris pinch hits for George Spencer. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Groth moves to third. Bertoia moves to second. 2 outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Bowling strikes out. Lawler drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bowling out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Groth now playing left field. Joe Prisco now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a pop-up towards third. Bertoia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Prisco fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lawler moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a line drive towards third. Bertoia catches it and throws to first to double up Francona. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ted Beard now playing left field. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Staley fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Keene hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Beard. Keene reaches second base with a double. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 4 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Staley fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.